The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida and the rest of the country. Hope you had a wonderful week like Angela and I did. Well, actually, she's a little bit under the weather, so she is not here with us today. But we have one of our special guests, probably our longest time special guest. We have Christine with a K, who we always like to say about her because her Christine starts with a K. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Hope you are doing great. I am doing fine. Glad that you are here.
Thank you for the invite.
Our wonderful mortgage broker that satisfies so many of our guests. You know, we always get such wonderful reviews from you, from all of the people that you take from application all the way through to the closing table. And, you know, some people, whether they are insurance people, whether they are real estate agents, whether they are mortgage brokers, you know, sometimes they're in the business 10 years, 20 years. And as sometimes I say, do they have 20 years of experience or do they have 1 year of experience 20 times?
Exactly.
And you are one of those people. And we feel like Angela and I are those people as well, that we have that 20 years of experience.
Isn't that crazy? Two decades.
Yes.
Two of them.
But what I mean by that is some people are in the business 20 years, but it's really 1 year of experience 20 times. They don't have that breadth and depth of experience to give people that service that just says, I care about people, and I really know what I am doing. I know about so many programs. I know how to do it. I know how to get it done. There might be problems that come up, but I know how to fix them. I anticipate them, and it just goes through so smoothly that the customer doesn't even know it. That's what I love about you.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. Such a great, oh my God, got the gushies. Thanks, Howard.
Well, you do it right. So give everybody a little bit of an introduction about who you are if they are new to the show and haven't heard you on the show before.
Okay. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I work for Success Mortgage Partners. I've been in the industry for 23 years, which is crazy. What I like to say is that I pretty much have every product because I sell directly to Fannie and Freddie, which is pretty much every product available out there. And there's so many products that people don't know about. Of course, you have the conventional, the FHA, the VA, but you have lots and lots and lots of other things that people can qualify to possibly help them that they might not even know about, that if they go to their local bank or the local credit union, they might not be told about a first-time home buyer program or a 3% down program or condo financing or USDA or a manufactured home. There's so many things out there that people just don't even know about because they're only going to one box. So I like to say I'm not a box, you know, I'm all of them.
Well, let's clarify that because so many people think that, okay, I bank with, and we don't want to make any names.
No names.
But we'll just say I bank at XYZ Bank.
There we go.
So I'm going to go to XYZ Bank for my mortgage.
Mm-hmm. All my money's there, my checking's there, my savings there. That's where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are not necessarily a broker.
No.
And we're going to explain the difference between what a broker is, what you are, and what their banker is. Mm-hmm. So they go to XYZ Bank, and their bank only has one or two mortgage products. And when we say products, it's they have this one thing. Now, they may have a 30-year mortgage. Mm-hmm. They may have a 15-year mortgage, but that's about it. So if you, the customer, only has one type of thing that you will fit in, they can't help you.
And now, the negative to that is you might walk out with a no. You might walk out with, we're really sorry you don't qualify. So, we're really sorry your credit score is not good enough. So, we're really sorry you don't have enough down payment. So you'll get that those no's.
Or if you are a, let's give a few other examples. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't been in your job for 3 years, mm-hmm. if you own your own business, if you were prior bankruptcy, if mm-hmm. you were a prior foreclosure, give some more examples that a typical regular standard home buyer mm-hmm. wouldn't fit.
Would not fit. And most people don't know this. If you go to most credit unions, do not do FHA nor VA. So you could be a veteran, and we're in a veteran town. You know, we have lots of wonderful veterans. And if you walk into a credit union, they don't do them.
But a mortgage broker, mm-hmm. think of the term broker. Mm-hmm. A broker can sell many, many different products from different companies. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the interesting part as a broker. You can sell the same product that XYZ Bank has.
I can, and usually faster and cheaper.
Now, wait a minute. Can you sell it cheaper than what XYZ Bank has?
Because I have more options.
How can you sell the same product that XYZ Bank has, but mm-hmm. sell it cheaper?
Each bank has a profit margin that they want to make.
Okay.
Everybody's in business to make money, right? So you might go, you could actually go to 5 different banks and get 5 different rates and 5 different fees. Everybody's different.
So if I go to ABC Bank mm-hmm. and they're selling a 30-year mortgage for this customer at 4%, mm-hmm. how can you offer it at 3.85%? So is that what you're saying? You mm-hmm. could
it's a could possibly. Mm-hmm. The bank could be charging discount fees. They could be charging origination fees. There's different fees in there that we look at, right? We look at the interest rate, we look at the fees, and we look at them all put together. So there's always a possible way of saving money, and that's what we want to look out to.
That is so interesting. That blows a lot of people's minds when they find that out, mm-hmm. that they have gone to their XYZ bank. Then they come to you, and you search the market for them mm-hmm. for what fits the best product. And that's one of the things that's interesting, too, is they go to that XYZ bank, and they say, okay, well, we can do it. But you sit down with them and they figure out, okay, you interview them and find out what is the best product for them mm-hmm. to find out, okay, not only what's the best product, but you interview them and say, okay, should they get a 15-year loan? Should they get a 30-year loan? So tell us about the process that you do. We got 2 minutes left in this segment. What is the best thing for them based on their family situation? So take us a little bit through that when you try to figure out what is the best thing for them as well as what is the best company for them.
I think the most important question that you can ask somebody is what is their goals, right? What are their financial goals? How long are they planning on staying in the home, right? We have a lot of people, they might only be here for 3 years. They might be here for 5 years. And then we have the opposite, right? This is their forever home. This is it. This is a 30-year thing. And or they're retiring in 15 years and they want the mortgage paid off in 15 years. Or they currently have a 30-year and they really haven't paid a lot of principal down, right? So they want to take it down to like a 15 or a 20 year. So we can do a 10 year, we can do a 20, a 25, a 30, of course a 15. There's lots of options in there. So you want to take what their down payment is, their goal for their down payment, and you want to balance that with what payment do they want with how long they're planning and staying in the property. So, and it's more questions than obviously just that, but it's a long list of questions of what's most important to them and then narrowing down the options.
So most people come in and say, I want to get a 30-year loan, but mm-hmm. that is not the right thing for everyone.
Not for everybody, no.
All mm-hmm. right. So you are a counselor.
I feel like it's mostly what we do, right? Isn't that mostly what we do? We give advice. We give advice all day, every day.
Well, most people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. Well, I like that. Let's call you a mortgage counselor.
Mortgage counselor.
Instead of mortgage broker.
Advisor.
All right.
Consultant.
Hey, when we come back after, by the way, we want people to call in and ask Christine a whole lot of questions. So call us at 222-8255. Area code is 904, of course, and Christine will answer your questions. We're also going to talk about refinancing. Interest rates are absolutely incredible. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies and make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Hey, welcome back, everyone.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. Happy Saturday.
That's right. We have Christine Kennedy here from Success Mortgage Partners. We are talking about mortgages. And this week, something happened. This past week, the thing that happened is, oh, by the way, Angela is not here because she's a little bit under the weather.
Just a little. Miss you.
Yes, but I believe she is listening. So,
of course she is.
Angela, we hope that you get better.
She's working. She's not only listening, she's working. She's at the computer pulling up something for somebody to help somebody do something, because that's just what she
does. You can't keep her down.
No.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
She is always monitoring the computer, monitoring emails, doing that sort of stuff. So, Angela, we miss you. We love you. Anyway. So, by the way, I saw this. I had to bring this up. It's sort of related. You know, I always talk about what I love about living here in Northeast Florida and talk about how prices are so reasonable compared to the rest of the country. So I saw an article, and it was about the cheapest listing in San Francisco, the very cheapest. It was $100,000. Now, there are $100,000 here in Jacksonville all the time. The interesting thing about that cheapest listing is it happened to be a parking space. And I just got such a kick out of this. It made national news that that was the cheapest listing, and it was not a home. It was a parking spot in San Francisco. Our producer, Alan, is shaking his head. He says, I can't believe that. Anyway, by the way, we need to make a shout out to Boy Scouts, because today is National Boy Scout Day, because it's the anniversary of the founding of the Boy Scouts that started in 1910. It's also Laugh and Get Rich Day, talking about the benefits of laughter.
I love that.
You like that?
Let's go to the comedy club.
Do you like kite flying?
No.
Well, it's National Kite Flying Day.
Okay.
And also, if you like opera, it is Opera Day. And if you like molasses, it is National Molasses Day. So, but most importantly, it is Christine Kennedy Day here at Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. And we are talking about mortgages. But the other thing that happened this week is that Freddie Mac gets together and they ask the 25 largest mortgage lenders about the loans that they made over the past week. They do that on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest rates are now the lowest they have been in 3 years. Now, if you go back 3 years ago, what they said 3 years ago is those were the lowest rates that have been essentially ever done.
Isn't that insane?
So that is just crazy.
So what are the what are the rates this week? What'd they say?
3.42 for a 30-year mortgage. 3.45. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. 3.45 for 30-year money.
Yes.
That is so insanely
That's
cheap.
That's an average. Mm-hmm. So that means that some people paid less. Some people paid more. It depends on your credit score.
It does, depending on the credit score and the down payment, how much they're putting down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the 15-year rate was 2.97, under 3%.
For 15-year money. Unbelievable.
It's just, I mean, it's awe-inspiring how cheap you can get money to buy a house.
And now's really the time, and we talk about now's the time. I feel like we say it all the time, but it truly is a wonderful time. Prices are extremely great right now in our area, and rates are so low, and you can just get so much house. I mean, the rates are going to go up. If they're on the floor, there's nothing but upward movement. So 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, they are going to be higher. So now's really, truly the time to explore. If you're thinking about buying a house in 2020, now's really the time you should pick up the phone and, you know, start the process.
Yeah, some people were worried about, well, okay, what's going to happen with the result of the impeachment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, would that cause rates to go up or to go down? Well, they went down.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to continue, but they can't go down much further.
I was going to say, I don't see how they can go down much more.
You know, the economy is doing so, so well. But here's, you know, depending on whether you're a buyer or whether you're a seller, prices of homes are going up.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a shortage of homes in most of the areas of the country. The builders are trying to keep up. But it still takes 6 to 9 months to build a house between getting permits, getting there aren't enough craftsmen to build some of these houses. Now, we're lucky here in Jacksonville that we've got land to do it. You know, people are spreading. The builders are spreading north to the north side.
They are.
They're spreading west to the west side. We've got land. There are parts of the country that there isn't enough land. And, you know, we're lucky. But we've got people that are fixing up older houses, and we've got plenty of mortgage money out there that that people can buy, and we've got great mortgage counselors, we're going to call them now, like you, to give them the money. But there's another thing that's available, is that there are, and there's some unique type of loans as well. Then there's an initial, USDA. What does that stand for? United States Department of Agriculture.
There we go. Sorry, now, brain wasn't on.
Now, they're available. That department makes loans available not in city areas, but in outlying areas. Now, in our particular area,
I was
going
to say
counties?
In our area. So it's called a rural, RURAL loan, which back in the day would have been like for farming and cow land and trees and things like that. But in today, in 2020, it's St. John's County Clay. You can buy homes in, you know, Jillington Creek Plantation underneath this program. And the best part about it, it's 100% financing. 100% financing, meaning no money down. So if you're, it's not Duval County, it's the outlying county. So if, you know, Yulee, Palatka, Clay, St. John's, if you're buying outside of Duval County, it's really a conversation we should have is, you know, is the property eligible? And then, you know, are you eligible yourself?
So you know, like an FHA loan, you got to put 3.5% down.
Mm-hmm. Conventional is 3.
So people can buy in those two counties, mm-hmm. and let's talk about them again, mm-hmm. St. John's and Clay County, mm-hmm. for no money down.
Zero.
Now, they need some closing costs, right?
They do.
Okay.
The seller can help pay them. Or if the property is appraised higher, they can roll the closing cost in the loan. For example, the house is $300,000 and the appraisal comes in at $305,000. I can give them a loan for $305,000.
So that's 100%
of the appraised value.
So that extra $5,000, if they're buying it at $300,000, that mm-hmm. extra $5,000, they can use that extra $5,000 to pay for some of the closing costs.
100%.
The reason I'm pausing mm-hmm. is, and I presume some of the people in the listening audience are pausing, is because they're thinking, wait a minute, now I can buy a house. I was waiting because I didn't have money saved up.
It's a big objection that a lot of people have.
Is that they don't have money for down payment. Mm-hmm. They were thinking they have to put 10% down, 5% down, 3.5% down. Mm-hmm. They can buy a house, a $300,000 house, with no money down.
Now, there's a caveat. Of course, there is. There's income limits. So a single person cannot make more than $86,000. So it depends on household family members. It's okay. based on the whole household. But a single person is $86,000. So if you make less than $86,000 buying in one of those counties for an eligible property, then you can do 100% financing.
Well, let's think about it another way. Let's say a college graduate comes out of school, mm-hmm. engineer, whatever, gets a job mm-hmm. and makes, you know, gets a starting salary of $50,000. He or she can buy a house.
All the way up to $86,000. Let's go with that. They're getting out of school making $85,000.
And they can buy a house. Now, normally...
100% financing.
Yeah. Normally, you think, oh, my gosh, first year out of college, they can't do that.
Mm-hmm. They can do that. And a college actually counts as employment. I can count that. So they can be in school for 4 years, get their degree, immediately come out, and I can qualify them for a loan. They do not have to work for 2 years. You don't need 2 years of employment history to qualify for a new loan if you've been in school, if you got your degree, and you're going into your same field.
Now,
so
normally,
that's an objection, too. People think, oh, I don't have 2 years of work history. I am a college student, or I just graduated. You know, I'm 25 years old. I'm 26 years old. I need to work 2 years. That is not true.
Now, that's a perfect example where we talked about in the first segment mm-hmm. of going into XYZ Bank, have their cookie cutter loans, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't qualify for cookie cutter loans because XYZ Bank does not have this USDA program that Christine Kennedy has.
Yes. Perfect. Good words. Yeah. A bank is not going to do, and I would say banks nor credit unions, neither one of them would do the USDA program. It is a certain product that a lot of companies don't do.
By the way, what's your phone number so people can call you after the show today or anytime?
Mm-hmm. 904-514-6969.
514-6969.
And that's my cell. So anybody, they can text me. You know, people like to text these days. They can text, they can call, they can check out my website. It's ChristineKennedy.com.
And both of those are with a K, of course.
With a K.
Christine with a K. Mm-hmm. ChristineKennedy.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 514-6969. Christine mm-hmm. Kennedy. I love that. Because we have so many customers that live in Clay County, so mm-hmm. many listeners.
If they're selling the property, their realtor should know about it, so it should be on MLS as USDA eligible, right? That might pick up a potential buyer that they didn't even know about.
You know, we have a lot of realtors that listen to the show, mm-hmm. and they do not know about that. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about VA, and there are so many people that are eligible for VA loans that don't know that they're eligible because it's more than the person that just served in the military.
It is. It is.
So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about that. Learn more from Christine Kennedy at C. Tell us the name of your company.
Success Mortgage Partners.
All right. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to be right back. We're going to answer your questions. Call us at 222-8255. We will be right back.
Radio AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. China is recording more confirmed cases of the new virus as the death toll grows, and countries around the world enforce stricter measures to contain the spread. Fatalities have increased to 722 on the Chinese mainland, almost all of them in and around the epicenter of Wuhan in central Hubei province. A 60-year-old American is now among the new reported fatalities in Wuhan. China's ruling Communist Party faces continuing anger and recriminations from the public. The Federal Reserve's semi-annual monetary report is not signaling any interest rate adjustments. That's because of ongoing strength in the U.S. economy. U.S. hiring jumped last month as many began looking for work as a sign that the economy remains robust despite the threats from China's viral outbreak and an ongoing trade war, as well as struggles at Boeing. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered if there's a diamond cutter known as the best in the world, the answer is yes, there is. And it's Hearts on Fire, who have the world's most perfectly cut diamond, and we have them at Underwoods. When anybody comes in and looks at one of these diamonds, the first thing they say is, "Wow!" That's because these diamonds are cut for absolute maximum beauty and are really worth seeing, so you have an idea of how good a diamond can really look. They have perfect polish, perfect symmetry, perfect proportions, and perfect light performance, and are backed with an American Gem Society diamond quality document. Now, not every diamond could be a Hearts on Fire diamond, because only certain rough diamonds in the hands of the most skilled cutters working in state-of-the-art cutting facilities can cut these. In fact, only 200 diamond cutters out of the 1 million people employed in the diamond cutting trade are skilled enough to cut a Hearts on Fire diamond. And they're available at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invite you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be sunny through Monday with highs mid to upper 60s through Sunday, 78 on Monday. Partly cloudy through Monday night, down to about 46 tonight, mid 50s Sunday night, 63 on Monday night. It'll be mostly cloudy Tuesday and Tuesday night, 30% chance of showers, highs of 81, lows of 62.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Here we are at Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. But today, since Angela is a little under the weather, we have Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners. Welcome back, Christine.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
We have course, Angela did just call.
She did. She called in during the break and wished us well.
Mm-hmm.
And we are wishing her.
Working.
Well. You can't stop her.
No.
Anyway, so Christine, before the break, we started to talk about There are people that can get VA loans, Veterans Administration's loans, that never served in the military. How on earth is that possible?
A couple of different options. A surviving spouse. So the veteran passed away in a service-related disability. He's now, or he or she is, you know, no longer with us. The spouse is eligible for a loan. Also, a veteran that was labeled as POW or MIA, their spouse is also eligible to qualify. So it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. So sorry that that situation exists.
But at least they can purchase a new home for themselves, for their family, for their children, you know, have a way to start to rebuild.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about refinances.
Mm-hmm.
Since interest rates are so low, there are so many people that would save thousands and thousands of dollars over the lifetime of the loan, mm-hmm. and can immediately, virtually immediately, start to save perhaps hundreds of dollars, not perhaps, but probably will save hundreds of dollars a month by refinancing.
There's a lot of people that we did loans for 7-10 years ago that are still in their homes that were at the time in the fives or in the sixes. There's people out there still, and they just don't know that they should refinance. So certainly rates are, you know, in the threes right now. We just talked about that. Now is definitely the time to have the conversation. What we're going to talk about, though, is it does cost – you don't have, it's nothing out of pocket, but you spend a little bit of money that gets added to your loan. There are closing costs associated with refinancing. So we'd want to have the conversation of – what are the closing costs? How much is it going to save you per month? And then how long are you planning on keeping the home? That's the biggest thing, right? We want to not everybody should refinance, but we should have the conversation to refinance on if it's the best decision for you. The money behind it, right? Or the goals behind it. I spoke to somebody this week. They had a 30-year mortgage. They've paid down 3 years, but their goal is to switch it to a 15. Right? She wants to retire in 15 years. She wants the mortgage to be gone away. So it's worth it, right? Not only are we taking her rate down, but we're pretty much keeping her payment exactly the same, going from her 30-year to a 15, but she's going to knock it down. But she's also planning on retiring and keeping the home forever. This is her lifetime home. So it made sense.
So so this is the advantage of having a counselor, mm-hmm. that you can counsel them on what is the best thing for them, because mm-hmm. it's not just about reducing the interest rate.
Not always.
It's about looking at how many years it takes off. It's about what are your long-term goals, short-term goals, whatever.
So not everybody should refinance. And I really would steer clear, if we're going to give any advice, I'd really steer clear from what we'll label as an online lender. They really tack thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on fees that you don't even see. So it really could add a lot of principal to your current loan that you really don't even know that you're doing.
Let's talk about, I see commercials on TV mm-hmm. from a couple of different lenders that say, we'll refinance with no closing costs. Tell me how they can possibly do that.
One of two things. There are no out-of-pocket closing costs. So you're not giving them any dollars, but they're rolling it into your next loan. Or they're charging a higher rate to do that.
Okay.
Nothing's free.
So it sounds like it's free, but when you get into the nuts and bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you don't have to give them any money,
mm-hmm.
but there's a
higher interest rate than you would have received.
I got it.
So a veteran, it's interesting. Of course, they have the best programs. One is refinancing. You can do an interest rate reduction loan with no appraisal, no income docs, no new credit report. We just have to make sure we're lowering your interest rate. So if you do have a current VA loan, we really should give me a call, 514-6969, and let's talk about getting you a new VA interest rate reduction. It's simple. It's easy. No appraisal, no credit, no income, no pay stubs, no bank statements. Easy peasy.
So one of the advantages of doing a refinance also is that if you originally got a loan and didn't put down 20% and mm-hmm. had to pay what's called PMI, mm-hmm. Personal Mortgage Insurance, by refinancing and now the value of the home is higher, or you've built up no equity, mm-hmm. I mean, you built up equity, then that PMI goes away. So your payments go down just because of that.
And on an FHA loan, the mortgage, if you have a FHA loan that's older than 5 years, it would have the mortgage insurance for the rest of the life of the loan. So we could have somebody with that have had a home for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years, and they're still paying that mortgage insurance, which could be several hundred dollars a month. That's never going to go away.
Unless they refinance.
So people refinance for different reasons. They want to lower their interest rate. They want to lower their time. They want to pay up. Maybe they have credit card debt, and they want to use some of their equity to pay off their credit card debt. Maybe that's a conversation that we have.
Just don't let them use the money that they take out to buy a car. That's what got people in trouble years ago, right?
But it's always worth the conversation. You know, let's take some time and just say, you know what, Christine, I don't know if this is right for me, but let's have the conversation.
So that's why I have said from the beginning today that you're more of a counselor.
I like it.
All right. So let's take that counselor attitude mm-hmm. description, and let's take that to about buying a home and getting pre-qualified. And
most important thing that you should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people think, well, I don't qualify. My mm-hmm. interest rate, I mean, my credit score is not high enough. So let's talk about somebody who thinks they do not have a credit score high enough. They come to you and they say, I know my credit score is not high enough. Let's talk about what can I do? And should they come to you and say, hey, I don't think it's high enough. Can you help me? As opposed to going to these so-called, I'll repair your credit score companies and pay them X amount of dollars a month to supposedly increase their credit score. So what can you do to help them?
One thing, if we took 100 people and we asked them, what do you think your credit score needs to be to purchase? I think all of them would say, well, doesn't it have to be 740 or 800? Like, they have that number. If we ask them also, what do you think, how much down payment do you need to qualify? I think most people will say 20%, and it's just not true, right? You can get a home loan with a credit score of as low as 580.
Incredible.
They don't know that, right? They might have a 600, a 620, a 660, and they just think that they can't qualify. So the first conversation is where's your credit score? Let's look at it, right? Let's pull your credit. Let's look at it. Let's see what's on there. Then let me take the time to give you my advice from my years of experience on what you should do. Because we want to get you the highest credit score, because that's going to get you the lowest rate. So that's our goal. And then we also have, I have a credit scoring modulator. So for example, I have two stories, actually. One story is I had somebody with like a 560, but they're on the edge, right? I needed a 580 to be able to get them a loan. I ran this credit modulator. I gave them three things to do. They went and did it. It took them like 3 months. They came back to me. They did it, and they got their score above 580, and they currently are homeowners because they took my advice and they did it.
So give an example of what they would need to do.
Pay down their revolving debt.
And revolving debt meaning
like
credit card.
Mm-hmm. Most people, if they have a $300 credit card, it's maxed out. It's actually above. It's above $300. It's going to be $350, right? Because they don't understand. So the worst thing that you can do for your credit is max out your revolving debt. So what I always tell people, my advice is, whether you have a credit card that's $300, $3,000, or $30,000, never charge more than 50%. Really never charge more than 40%, and that's going to give you the best credit.
So this is an example of you being a financial counselor to them mm-hmm. to get them to be able to buy their home, or if they already have a home, should they refinance? All of the things that you can do for them to make them get into their next house, make their payments cheaper, whatever it is. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about the process and how easy it is and how quickly you can get them a loan.
Quick.
And I am so surprised. Well, I'm actually not surprised, because you've done it so many times for so many of our customers. 20 days?
All day. 20 days. Clear to close. Done. Closing. Sign.
Oh,
keys
my
in
goodness.
Hand.
keys in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I love handing them the keys, taking a picture. First time home buyers, all
so
these
fun.
Sorts of things. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to answer your questions. Call us at 222-8255, and we will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We're here for our fourth segment, and we have a reminder.
Ooh, yes.
Angela is not here. She is not feeling well today. But she just called in and wanted a reminder for everyone that you need to file your homestead exemption if you bought a house over the past year by February 28th. Actually, March 1st needs to be filed. And you can do it online or you can do it in person, depending on the county that you are with.
So if you've purchased a home, actually, it doesn't matter. You might have forgotten when you purchased the home 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. There's plenty of times when we're selling a home and we pull up the property taxes, there's no homestead. It's like, What were you thinking? Why didn't you homestead? So people do forget. If you don't do it initially, I guess you probably do forget and you don't think about it, which is costing them thousands of dollars each year in property taxes.
Well, about $750 mm-hmm. a year. Yep.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That adds up.
Hey, you know what we want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Condos. Some people think they can't buy a condo for certain reasons because it must be on the quote-unquote list. Tell us about this list, what it means, and why you want to talk about condos.
I want to talk about condos because it has the biggest misperception, if that's a word, of financing. So if you ask a realtor or a buyer about a condo financing, most of them will say that you can't get financing. The other will say, well, you have to put 25% down. And it's just not true. It's not true.
So with most success mortgage partners.
Right, exactly.
So let's clarify that.
That is right. I can do financing 3% down, first-time home buyer or not first-time home buyer, 3% down for most of the condos in Jacksonville, which that's where I'm located. So that's what I focus on. The only reason I could not do 3% down would be if they had litigation.
So, and by litigation, you mean that the condo association is suing the builder for some sort of construction problem. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So, if everything's fine with the condo and there's 10% reserves in the budget, 3% down all day. So, you could put it as a realtor, you could put it on the listing, right? This condo is eligible for 3% down financing. Same thing. That might pick you up the buyer that the next realtor, in the same condominium association doesn't know. And they think, and when somebody's calling them, they're thinking, it's 25% down. It's not true.
So that's great for some people that want to sell their condo and they can't because it is quote unquote not on the list. They think they're stuck in it and they can't sell it.
Right. There's not a list. I do not have a list. It doesn't start with a list. I look at the individual condo association and their documents to see if it's financeable. So if you guys are a realtor, whether you have a buyer or a seller with a condo, give me a call. My cell phone is 514-6969. And let's talk about the condos that I've already done in Jacksonville. And let's talk about getting your condo approved for financing.
So you're so much more than a broker. Mm-hmm. You're a counselor and you're a financial analyst of that particular condo association.
Well, I have a condo team that does that. I don't do it, but I have people.
You got people.
I have people. I have a whole condo team. That's all they do is review condo documents.
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the depth and breadth of the stuff that you and your team does is just absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
I mean, it's so much more than going into XYZ Bank and seeing if something fits into their little box.
Right. Most banks or most credit unions, if you walk into them and you ask them for condo financing, they're going to tell you no. Just no. We don't do condo financing. Or is 25% down? That's going to be the standard. But most banks do not touch condos.
Oh, my.
I've helped so many people with 3% down. So, speaking realtor language, right? Williams Walk, 3% down. Twin Leaf, 3% down. The Overlook, 3% down. Sugar Mill, 3% down. It's just standard where most realtors don't even know what they don't know. So there's potential sellers and buyers that they're not helping because they just haven't had the right lender behind their side to help them.
And where are you located in Jacksonville?
Mandarin, San Jose Boulevard.
But somebody doesn't have to come and see you.
Most of my business is on the phone. But they can come by. I have a pretty little fancy office.
Okay.
It's nice.
And the easiest way to get you again is?
My cell phone is 514-6969, but also my website, christinekennedy.com.
So how hard is it to get pre-qualified? We talk about this pre-qualification process. Mm-hmm. My first loan was when I was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. I had to go into the bank and sat down for this arduous process of filling out pages and pages and pages of information. And it took like 10 days just to get approved. Now, I realize this was a long time ago before computers. But
when we used to write everything down on a tablet. I'm just kidding.
Well, it was a different type of tablet. but seriously, tell us about the process. How long does it take? If I'm having to, if someone is just driving by this house and they see it and they love it, one of our listings perhaps, or somebody else's, they love it. They can't submit an application till they are pre-approved. Mm-hmm. So, and we tell people, call Christine. She can get you pre-approved. What is the process? How long does it take?
The process can start in any way that they would choose to. Some people want to start online. They want to start at my website. They want to enter all their information at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I follow them up. You know, I get it when I get to work and then we have a conversation. Other people want to have a conversation, right? So we can have that 30-minute conversation on the phone. Other people do want to come in. They want to make an appointment. So everybody's different. But at the end of the day, you'll have that pre-approval, the pre-qualification. You'll know your payment, your down payment, and what you qualify for. You'll know your credit advice. You'll know how quickly we can close. You'll have a letter. You'll have the documents that we're going to need. You'll have everything, you know, same day, probably within the same hour, just depending on your situation and what do we need to do, what kind of research I need to do.
And then you do the full underwriting process after they verify their employment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do all that.
So after they put in that information.
That's quick.
Okay. After they put in all that information mm-hmm. and supply all of the documentation for the type of loan they're getting,
mm-hmm.
and there's an appraisal done on the property, because mm-hmm. that's part of the process, you can get them to the closing table where they get the keys in the average amount of time of?
20 days. 20. 2-0.
Now, we used to tell people that plan on 45 days. Is that what the typical bank takes?
That's what most lenders take, is 30 to 45 days. So most contracts are written for 45 days. And sometimes the seller needs 45 days to get out of their house, to find a new house. They need the 45 days. Sometimes they need 30. Sometimes you need 15. Everybody is going to be different.
But in your process, you can do it in that short a period of time.
I think fast, move fast, talk fast, go fast, type fast. I kind of do everything fast.
Okay. That is so different than the typical company.
A credit union is 60 days. The credit unions are the slowest in the city.
And you do it and you keep the buyer informed about what's going on all the time. That's one of the things that we are told from the customers that we send to you mm-hmm. about. You keep everybody informed about what's going on. You have a system that sends texts and emails about where we are in the process all the time.
The most important thing that I do, of course, is give everybody the best experience. The best experience to me is keeping everybody over updated. There's 25 mortgage milestones, and you're getting an update at all 25. And usually, if we're closing in 20 days, you're getting an update a day. But you know what's going on with your file, what we've just done, what we're going to do next, and we're walking it together. And that's why you have the best experience, because you shine a light on the process. And that's what I think I do the best. I think my experience gives everybody the best experience because I keep them updated and what we're going to do together.
So you have great rates.
Yes, sir.
You're easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You have more products than anybody else.
I do.
You have low down payments on many things that other banks don't offer.
Mm-hmm. The best deal and the best experience.
And your website is?
ChristineKennedy.com.
And your phone number is 514-6969.
Yep. Give me a call and let's see what we need to do to help you sell or buy your house in 2020. Let's do it.
Oh, my. Christine, you are so good to have on our show.
Thank you for the invite,
Howard. It's just a pleasure to have you on every single time. And folks, Angela and I love doing this show every weekend. The Van Weezer here, they have a double thumbs up because so many things great have happened this week. Folks, if we can help you in any way, call me after the show, 687-8161. God bless.